So here's the truth. Most guys who try to build muscle will fail. That's because it's not always easy to do it on your own. Most guys figure that out after a couple of months of no progress. But there's still a small percentage of guys who not only gain muscle and transform their bodies, they transform their lives as well, and they come from all over the world. At Scrawny to Brawny alone, we coach hundreds of clients each year, and you can see their photos and read their stories all around our site. But if some guys are gaining muscle successfully, then what's the difference between those who make it and those who don't? Well, one thing successful guys do is they find a mentor. They find a coach who's helped other guys like them, and they do what the coach says. Or they find a friend who's gained muscle, and they do what he did. They do something, anything, to find a real human relationship with someone who knows what to do and has done it themselves. The thing is, mentorship and coaching are absolutely essential to building muscle. Those who have it kick serious ass, and those who don't usually fail. So the simplest thing you can do to gain muscle is find someone to teach you how. But why? What do people get from a great coach or a great mentor that they wouldn't get otherwise? I want to share the most important one. The human brain is made to analyze things, which is usually great, but too much analysis leads to doing nothing. A great coach, on the other hand, is trained to simplify things to the point where you feel confident enough to skip the analysis and actually start doing something. Here's what I mean. If you browse around the internet, you can find everything ever written on the subject of building muscle, from training to eating to nutrient biochemistry. And each thing you read will lead to another, and another, and another, until you have a library of information. But you can't do shit with a library of information. You can't take action. And when you do try to act, you often find there's simply too much. This is what every great coach understands, and it's where every guy who tries it on their own seems to fail. We see it all the time. Guys will kick off a new training program by trying to go to the gym every single day. They'll try to eat nothing but perfectly healthy meals. They'll add in a bunch of new supplements. Basically, they try to change everything all at once, and for the first week, it seems to work. But by week two, they've realized they can't do it all and still have a life. And soon, they're back to where they started, except now with less confidence in their ability to gain muscle. So here's what we do differently at Scrawny to Brawny. The guys in our coaching program start with one simple thing. For the first 2 weeks, we have them do nothing but drink 3 super shakes a day. That's it. Now, why would we do that? It seems like we spent a long time studying the finer points of muscle and fitness just to tell a dude to drink a protein shake. Well, here's what we know. We know that if we ask a client this question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that you can do what we've prescribed every day for the next 30 days? And they answer with anything less than a 9, then they're going to fail. We've been doing this for a while, and we've learned that lesson the hard way. So if a client answers anything less than a 9, we give them a little less to do, and we ask them the same question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that you can do what we've prescribed every day for the next 30 days? And we keep subtracting and we keep asking until we get either a 9 or a 10. At which point the client usually says, "Are you freaking kidding me? Is this a joke? Of course I can do that." And that's where we start. You see, Scrawny to Brawny produces awesome body transformations. We work with the best fitness experts in the world. And we can tell you that every great coach does some variation of that exact process. They make it so simple that the client thinks they've made it too simple, and they start from there. The beauty of it all is this: if you put your ego aside, you can do it too. The bottom line, you can't do everything all at once. Believe me, I've tried. But you don't have to do everything at once. You don't have to become this new guy overnight. So let go of that expectation right now. And instead, pick one proven brawny behavior to start with. In fact, any of the stuff we talked about in this course will be awesome. Make the ultimate muscle meal. Use compound movements the next time you're in the gym, or try to do a little more, a little better. Ask yourself this: how confident am I that I can do this every day for the next 30 days? If it's not a 9 or a 10 out of 10, make it easier until it is. Then start. And then do it every day for 30 days. Then, and only then, do you add another simple but meaningful habit, and then another one. The same way you would learn math or learn to talk or learn anything, you're going to learn how to build muscle. Now, we've attached a sheet showing you exactly how to get started. You can find it on the right side of your screen. I strongly recommend you give it a read, and more importantly, give it a try. Now, if you think all of this is too simple, you're not alone. I get it. Some guys come into our coaching program and are worried that this one habit at a time thing won't work for them. They've tried gaining muscle for years, and they say they need more information and more stuff to do right away. But we calm them down and they stick to our path. And a year later, they're walking around with 20, 30, or even 40 pounds more muscle. These are the same guys who often win our $10,000 grand prize. Doing it their way kept them scrawny, but doing it our way got them into the best shape of their lives. Remember, most guys who try to build muscle will fail because they will try to do too much at once. But there is a better way. You do less, you do it consistently, and you get the kind of awesome results that aren't possible any other way. It's really that simple. So you decide. You can make building muscle complicated and most likely fail, or you can make it simple. Use the strategies you've learned in this course and build an awesome body and an awesome life.